Hey, this is Max Harding, and welcome to the first ever episode of The Rating List. And I am joined by the one and only Tyler. Today, Tyler is rating the six main MCU Avengers: Captain America, Hawkeye, Thor, Black Widow, Iron Man, and Hulk. MCU versions and worst to best. So Tyler, before we begin, how was your day?
Oh, bad. No, good. Yeah, good.
What was that?
Because it was.
Nah. That's nice. What did you do?
Went on a bike. Wow.
Would you begin and let the audience know your ratings list? Number six coming in is...
Number six is Hawkeye. The reason is because he's only long range and is okay at martial arts, but not as good as the others on the list. However, he is the best marksman of the group and of the Marvel Universe. And yeah, that about sums it up.
Anything else?
No.
Alright.
Also, his favourite colour is purple, and purple is bad.
Okay, that's nice. So, I agree with that. Just so you know, audience, this is all Tyler's opinion. So, nobody else's. If you agree, cool. If you don't agree...
I don't care.
Well, Tyler doesn't care, but, just do what you want. Alright. Who is coming out in at fifth place, Tyler? Tyler's just munching on a chocolate bar here.
Black Widow.
Why is that?
Because, well, starting off with a good point, she is very sneaky, and her close combat weapons are very good, but... The reason I put her so low is because the only sort of long-distance weapon she uses is Glocks. She is okay at using other weapons, but mainly it's just Glocks and close combat weapons, and that puts her at a disadvantage to all the others that have more variety of long-distance and short-distance. Yeah.
Fair point. That's exactly how I'd rank it so far. But then again, there's only two people, so, you know. Alright, that's fair enough. Who's coming third in your list?
Third is Hulk. Do you mean fourth?
No, third.
You've missed fourth.
Oh yeah, I've missed fourth. Fourth.
Fourth is Hulk, as he has super strength, and he probably would come higher, but because he's so strong and muscly, quite large, like tall and wide, he stands out a bit more than all the others, so he can be easily seen, and it makes...
So you're saying he's not as sneaky?
Yeah, he's not as sneaky.
But you've got to consider the fact that the more he goes on, the rage he gets and the stronger he gets.
Yes, but he's a big bloke, what can I say?
He's a big bloke, okay. What about Galactus? He's one of the... He eats worlds, for Christ's sake. He's huge. So, does that make him bad? In that opinion?
Well... Yeah, sort of. In ways he's bad, but in ways he's good. Because he's super strong.
Alright.
That's the same with Hulk.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, I agree with that. Well, I'm not 100% agree with that.
Okay.
But it's your opinion, so.
Yeah.
Who's coming in at number third, Tyler?
Reveal. Number third is Iron Man. I've put Iron Man here because he creates things. He's an inventor. He can make different suits and different creations to give him the upper hand over the other group and universe, and that can make him better. He also invented the Hulkbuster, which, as it says in the name, fought off Hulk and eventually beat him with the help of some other soldiers. But
I mean, technically, all they did is stand there and then.
Yeah, but they still helped him by distracting Hulk.
Oh yeah, I guess so.
That's it.
Anything else to say?
Why is
this? That's not something to say.
No, nothing else.
Are you sure? Because a lot of people love Iron Man. Have you got anything to say about the death in Endgame?
Well, the death in Endgame was very sad. I like Iron Man, but he's not my favourite. It was very sad, and it put most of us in tears to see him unfortunately have to go from MCU, but, you know, everyone's going to die at some point.
He did start off the Avengers.
True.
What do you think about the rivalry between Captain America and Iron Man?
Well, it was very long.
I know you're glad they made up in the end.
Yeah, I am glad they made up in the end. Otherwise, things just wouldn't be the same. Like, the communication and the commands, they wouldn't be the same. And that could eventually made them lose to Thanos.
Yeah, that's a big question. Do you think that if they hadn't made up, then they would have lost to Thanos?
I do, because then, like I said previously, the communication and the commands wouldn't be the same because they'll be constantly trying to outdo each other and show off and how they're better than the other. And they'll be trying to win all the other MCU characters to get into their side of the fight. And, like, they just won't be working together against the main enemy, which was Thanos and his army. That's it from number 3.
All right. Now, introduce number 2 and reveal it to the audience.
Number 2 was a hard one from Iron Man and who I picked. And who I've picked is Captain America. Well, I chose him because he's the leader of the group. And that takes a lot of power and responsibility to make the whole Avengers, like, follow him. He has, I would say, made some poor decisions over the time.
What sort? Things like having an argument with Iron Man?
Yeah, having arguments with Iron Man is also one.
Do you disagree with the Civil War? As in, are you on the side of Iron Man and they think they should join the papers? Or do you think they should have just not stuck with the rules and done what they did?
I think they should have done what they did because it created a lot of suspense and tense for us all. Like, if it didn't happen, then it would have just been like, yay, this Avengers group is always friendly, which wouldn't help, which wouldn't seem realistic because when you think about it, you and your mates, you guys have arguments. You sometimes have, like, little fights, and it just wouldn't seem realistic if they was all like, yeah, best buddies all the time. You do have arguments in real life.
Mm.
But back to my point on why Captain America came second is responsibility. You have to have a lot of responsibility over the whole group, because if one of them messes up and does the wrong thing, the leader takes the blame for it because he didn't command them correctly, such and such. But his shield can take a lot of damage, as we have seen in fights. And when he's fought against... Oh, and it's also made out of vibranium, which comes from, as you probably know, Black Panther.
I mean, yeah, his suit's made out of it, but the person who gave him the vibranium was in fact Tony Stark's father.
Oh, yeah. But it's made out, and it can take damage, as you can see from the fight of Thanos.
It gives the power that they put into it back at them, basically.
Yeah.
In short terms.
And he must be a great leader to solve the disagreement between him and Iron Man, and who took all the sides, and of the whole group afterwards.
I mean, to be fair, you've got a Hulk in there and a Thor, a god, yeah. And you're like leading a god, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
That ain't easy.
Coming to number one, as you may know from the only one that I haven't said, is Thor.
But before we get into Thor, Captain America is also worthy of holding Thor's hammer. And that's got to come into consideration.
Yes, but... Good point.
I got you there, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. But Thor has super strength and is a Norse god. And he, like, is the Norse god of thunder.
Yeah, he's pretty much the most powerful god.
Exactly.
But then don't mistake me for that, because I haven't done research on that yet. As in, I haven't been thinking that.
He can, like, make thunder come and strike an enemy, which...
I mean, he's the god of thunder.
Yeah, but that could result better long range, because he can, like, make a thunderbolt go on the other guy. Electrocute him.
You've also got to remember, though, when Thor swiped his hammer at Captain America in Avengers Assemble, Captain America managed to keep his... Shield up, and then the power just went right back at Thor and causing devastation all over the forest, pretty much.
Yes, but, can Captain America fly? No.
Actually, if he gets the Thor, if he gets the hammer, Mjolnir, then he can fly. Because whoever holds the hammer has all the powers
but...
of Thor.
Only worthy people that we do know, Captain America can hold it, but it's not likely that Thor would just let go of it and let Captain America pick it up. He will like probably tighten his grip and put as much force as he can into them swings.
But as we've seen, it did the shield did reflect onto Thor, and his hammer did drop, so he had to go pick it up. What happens if Captain America remembered that and he smacked his hammer in, and then the hammer was down and Captain America go when it pick it up, and then Thor has pretty much nothing.
Yes, but Captain America is retiring.
Yes, but that's not the point.
But
because
still
we're doing the whole MCU. But at the same time, I've got to agree with you, because then in Thor Ragnarok, Thor finally realised that the power was in him, not the hammer. So he could summon lightning and fly.
Yes.
Not fly, but summon lightning, pretty much. And jump high.
He also could just go to...
Asgard?
Yes. He could also go to Asgard just really quickly and just disappear for a few seconds and come back and boom! Bop him from behind, huh? Yeah, but... Thor has occasionally beaten Hulk. However, Hulk has occasionally beaten Thor as well. So,
but I'd say Thor has beaten Hulk majority of times.
Yes.
And it, as I said from earlier, Thor Ragnarok, that he was in Thor was in a fight with Hulk, and he realized the power was in him, and he probably would have won against Hulk, but then the not coming to me at the moment name. Of the guy, something like the Grandmaster or something, cheated. I hate that guy. Lovely.
That about sums it up.
Yeah, it's done. Well, I hope you enjoyed the first episode of the ratings list. I am not getting words out today. I hope you enjoyed the first episode of the ratings list. And if you liked us, then follow us, tell your friends, tell your everyone.
Tell your family, tell your mum, tell your grandparents, tell your future kids. Tell everyone. Right. Tell your table.
So, hope you enjoyed Tyler. He might be on an episode in the future. And this will come out weekly. So next Saturday, watch out for... Tyler. Watch out for the ratings list. Hope you enjoyed Tyler. And
I hope
goodbye.
I hope you enjoyed me. And
here's just the only announcement.
My farewell. My lovely friends.
Goodbye. Mwah. listen to next episode. Bye.